Mimer is about giving and receiving, and the importance of knowing how to receive and how to give. And what the heck does that have to do with Hanukkah? So, if someone has a beautiful Torah, that the candles of Hanukkah are the only thing that gives, and when you give, you don't lose anything. Take water, for example. I have my pitcher of water. I give you a pitcher of water. I now have less water. The only thing that I can give to you, and I remain exactly the same, is fire. When I light candles, I don't lose anything. That's Hanukkah. All candle lighting. So, if someone uses this to go into the sugya of giving and receiving, and how obviously we need to do a little bit of both, but true receiving and true giving. So let's look inside. B'chol midah v'regesh yesh efshirut liftoach o liskor. Mitzrech ladat matay liftoach and matay liskor. Everything in life, we have to know a time to close and a time to open. All of life, right? If my house is too open and anyone could walk in any time, my family will never feel secure. Family will never feel comfortable, right? But if on the other hand, I never know how to open my house to anyone in the world, my family will be too closed and it's going to have a very negative effect on us. So that's true in everything in life. You always have to know there are times to open, there are times to close, times to yes, times to say no. Chesed and Gvura. K'mo v'netiyah gam b'kabbalah. That's true in giving, and that's true in receiving. Yesh dvarim she'ani tzarech l'mod shelo l'kabel otam b'li gvur. There are times when I have to learn not to receive everything endlessly. El litapech. So you have to wait a little bit. I can't always just, you know, let's say, I don't know, it's a silly example. My grandma hasn't seen me for so long that she says, Kivi, I want to buy you ice cream. And she buys you 3 tubs of ice cream. She loves you so much. So you need to be able to say, Grandma, thank you so much. I'm going to take a little bit of ice cream and I'll put the rest in the freezer. Because you can't just receive everything because it won't have a good result. So that's, what does that have to do with life? And sometimes in life it's the exact opposite. I have to be able to open myself in the deepest way. When it comes to holy things, when it comes to learning Torah, hearing Torah, tefillah, things like that, I need to learn how to open myself up to receiving them in the deepest way. So many people learn a sugya, but they're not open to receiving the light in the Torah. And it's a problem. Or in tefillah. Some people, tefillah is the greatest vitamin. It's the greatest opportunity to receive Hashem's light. But so many people don't know how to open themselves up through davening to receive it. They're just mumbling through the words. You know? I felt that this Shabbos at our Karl Bach Minyan. Like, I really felt Shabbos morning davening. Usually you just rush through it. And it was just like receiving. I was receiving, you know, something special. You have to know, though, the thing is, if you clog yourself up with receiving too many physical things, you don't have you're not able to receive the spiritual things. Let's say, you know, you eat a tub of cholent for mincha, you're not going to have you're so full with cholent, you're not able to receive the spirituality. So you have to be able to say no in order to say yes. Okay? Look. Take the gma, Kabbalat Shabbat, receiving Shabbos. We don't do a special thing to receive Wednesday. Wow, Wednesday. Let's do a Kabbalat Wednesday. In Davar Kazer, there's nothing like that. Kabbalat Revi, receiving Wednesday. About the Shabbat, but Shabbos, a holy matter, ata mochrach lekabel. You need to receive it. If you just walk into Shabbos without receiving it, you won't pick it up. You'll totally miss the energy of Shabbos. אני יכול לעבור את השבת, הזדקנתי בעוד יום, אבל בכלל לא נפגשתי את המשלה. I totally didn't meet Shabbos unless I made space to receive it. אני צריך לקבל אותו בפנים, I need to receive it inside. בליבי, in my heart. אם לא למדתי לקבל אותה, זה יהיה כמו כל יום אחר. If I haven't learned how to receive it, it'll be just like any other day. Wow. I mean, it won't be, but you won't feel the difference. The Shabbos is there, but if you're not making space to receive it, you're not picking up on that holy energy. Or Kabbalah Torah, for example, receiving the Torah. אף אחד לא מדבר לקבל פסיכולוגיה או לקבל פיזיקה. You don't have the receiving of physics and receiving of psychology. אתה לומד את זה וזהו. You learn and that's it. אז שאתה יודע או שאתה יודע או שאתה לא יודע, either you know or you don't know. אבל את התורה צריך ממש לקבל, אבל תורה, you must have to receive. זה עמוק יותר מלמוד, it's a lot deeper than learning. You have to receive the Torah. That's what they say when Yeshua מסר לי Yeshua. Moshe gave the Torah מסינו, מסר לי Yeshua. Moshe gave it over to Yeshua. When you're giving Torah, it's not just about intellectual. You have to give it over with love, with in a way that they can truly receive it. It's the warmth. It's the neshama. Not just the information. Atem yodim? Anachal no mamash ratzim lekabel. You know, a lot of times we don't want to receive. People don't want to receive. Tira lachem shemishu haya shuala otanu. Imagine someone would ask you, haim tertzu leyot toshim kamo Baal Shem Tov? Would you really want to be as holy as Baal Shem Tov? What would we do? We would run away, right? It's too scary. We hold ourselves back from receiving. We don't have the vessels. We need to daven and learn. We need to work and learn and daven a vessel to receive holy matters. Why is it that one person here's an inspirational story, and their whole life changes. They just want to do everything differently. And another person hears the exact same thing, and doesn't do anything. Because not about information. It's about how willing were you to receive that. How much desire do you have to let that go inside of you? Okay. Ma baya yom l'Eretz Yisrael. You know, what's our problem in Eretz Yisrael? It's not the Arabs that are the problem. The biggest, deepest problem is by us. We still haven't created a vessel to receive the Holy Land. We still don't have a vessel to receive all of Eretz Yisrael. Even the Holy Land you need to receive. Like the receiving of Kabbalah Shabbat. לא רק לקחת אותה, you can't just take it, לקבל אותה, to receive it. Anyway, for me, that's always been what Yom HaTzmud and Yom Yerushalayim is about. Receiving the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael. Taking the time to dance and sing and just focus on how awesome Eretz Yisrael is. So we need to create vessels to yearn for it. And through that yearning, we receive the vessels to create, to receive the light. אנחנו צריכים ממש ללמוד לקבל. We need to learn how to receive. בלי פלחת ומילים מעצרים, without fear. Nothing holding us back. בכל בת שבת אנחנו אומרים, השם למבול יאשב. We say, God, bring the מבול, bring the flood. אנחנו מתפללים, ריבונו של עולם, הווה שוב את המבול, bring the מבול back, bring the flood back. וישב השם מלך עולם, and God should be the king of the world. רק אז יהיה השם באמת מלך. Only then will God be king, and get light flowing into the world. My parish mabul. What does it mean to be a mabul? Mabul ki mayim lelo hefsek lelo matar. Water that never stops. It just keeps going. Achshav yored rakesh. And now just little sparks of rain are coming down. Ki anachnu acheim imamu. Because we're people that aren't ready to receive the mabul of Hashem. Lefia Kabbalah, Dora Mabala Yatzarech Liot Ador Shal Kabbalat Torah. The flood of the Mabul was supposed to be the generation of the Mabul was supposed to be the generation of receiving the Torah. Ki Bedora Mabul Shari Shemayim Nitachu, in the generation of the Mabul, the gates of heaven were open. But Kol Yared Blim Lator, and everything comes down. Imayu Tovim Imayu Zochin Latorah LeKoltav. If they would have been good, they would have received the Torah and all the good in the world. Bligul, nothing holding them, no borders. Achshav Sha. But now, since they sinned, God brought them the Mabul. God just poured it down. The negative. So, Flamaisa, obviously, every Torah that he's sharing here is also a Chanukah Torah, but also a life Torah. So, just to summarize, Chanukah is a time when we're looking at the candles to recognize the importance of giving, and how when you give, you're actually receiving. But also to be that wick that's able to receive and get lit on fire. And that's just another beautiful meditation we can think about, but on the simplest level, it's reminding us of to be able to receive Hashem's light in learning Torah, in tefillah, in Eretz Yisrael, and also in relationships. You know, many people hold themselves back from love, from receiving love, they're fearful or they don't think they deserve it, and it's just harming themselves. So you also need to make space in your life to like just receive Hashem's love and other people's loves, so that we can also give to other people. By receiving, we're actually giving in the greatest way, because only when someone you receive something can the giver actually get benefit. In a way, Hashem's a giver. He created the world to give to us. By us receiving, we're giving to Him in the greatest way. It's our way of giving back to Him. Anyway, so that's a little off topic. But the main idea is that's another beautiful meditation to think about when you're looking at the candles of Hanukkah, of receiving in our lives. What's an idea you're taking from that? What are we taking?